You're listening to True Fidelity, freeing you from the mainstream, your weekly source for independent music, stuff, and things. Because someone's got to do it.
Scared of the crow, 'cause he knows he'll follow him home. He sleeps with one eye open. down and forget. The answer is not in a pill. I repeat, the answer is not in a pill. If you feed the beast, he'll bite at least. A harsh aftermath. Full stop, he's punctuated, he's confident. I compliment your confidence, I'm a zero.
This is true fidelity. Dip your chip into the nacho cheese of our genius. We'll be right back.
everybody. Welcome to the True Fidelity Show. My name is Big D.
And I'm Voxy.
Patrick Galactic.
And T-Fry.
I'm on one.
And we have Squeeze, our engineer extraordinaire here, sound guy extraordinaire in the studio.
Not get a mic.
Yeah, he doesn't get to chat because he does sound.
Shut the hell up, Squeeze.
What does he know? Hey, you just heard Mechanimal with We Come Alive. Before that, Maths and the Moon with their brand new song, On a Knife's Edge. And we started all off the big show with the Inkhearts and Uptight, which we're not.
Mm-hmm. No.
We're a pretty laid-back show.
Yeah, we're downtight.
But, you know, we're here to free you from the mainstream music, the garbage, the stuff that they pump out to you all week. It's a breath of fresh air is what this big show is all about. Yeah, everybody breathe. Everybody enjoy the cool music. And yeah, that was a 420 breath. And then our, you know, like, we don't make you wait around. We go right into our featured artist of the week, which is what we're going to do right now. As you know, in rock and roll, there are success stories. And then on the other hand, there are, you know, some
failure stories.
I don't know if it's a failure, but just some tragedy.
Okay, gotcha. I see where you're going now.
Yeah. There's a songwriter by the name of Gene McClellan, embodied both of those. Big songwriter back in the 70s, wrote Snowbird, which made Anne Murray famous, put her on the map. His songs were sung by Elvis Presley, Joan Baez,
I'm following you.
Bing Crosby, on and on and on. He's in the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, in his life, he felt he needed to end it at some point. And so that would be the tragedy part. But out of tragedy sometimes comes beauty. He left behind great music and a phenomenally talented daughter. And our artist of the week is his daughter. Her name is Catherine McClellan. She has a brand new CD out titled The Raven's Son. She is from Prince Edward Island up there in Canada. And here is The Raven's Son. We'll be back.
I got my work all done. Now I can run with the raven's son. Spend all my days watch the river run to the sea, to the sea. And somehow I fell for you. You know my heart is just a faithless fool. You're so good, but it can't be true. You got a love of your own. I can't ask to be forgiven anymore. It's time to even the score. I always wanted more than I had. You know more of me than anyone can see. Well, it's time for me to find a love of my own. So I cleaned up my act, took the piles of bills and I paid the tax. Let the rain roll down my back, wash away all my sins. You don't call these days. It's just as well, cause I am on my way to where my open heart can safely lay among the reeds and the rushes. I can't ask to be forgiven anymore. Time to even the score. I always wanted more than I had. You know more of me than anyone can see. Well, it's time for me to leave. Find a love of my own. Thank you. 'cause I got my work all done. Now I can run with the raven sun. Spend all my days watch the river run to the sea, to the sea.
All right, everybody, you just heard Catherine McClellan off of her brand new CD, The Raven's Son, which you can, it's out now. You can go get it. Currently sitting, I believe, at number 5 on the folk charts, which is amazing.
Nice.
It's fantastic. She's on a bit of an East Coast tour right now, and she's on the line with us. Catherine, welcome to the show, and congratulations on a fine new CD.
Thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about this project and how it is different from your other CDs that you've put out.
Yeah, I guess this one we really focused on the duo. My partner Chris, we've been playing music for about 10 years now together, and each record that we've made has been kind of a band record. And so this one we really kind of focused in on the duo, and we have a few other players on it as well, but Chris really put his heart and soul into the arrangements of the songs, and he's such a fabulous guitar player, and it was just a really great experience. We went down to Woodstock, New York to make the record, and we're really happy with how it turned out.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. You've also garnered along the way quite a few awards, and just like your father, who was quite the prolific songwriter himself, where do you attribute this the success from? Are you just very introspective? Did you study the craft of songwriting? Because your songs are very very lyric driven. They're very introspective and just have a total beauty about them. Where do you find this in yourself to come up with these songs?
I watched my dad as a kid when I was growing up. He was always sitting in the living room writing songs and working on his craft, and so he really was my biggest influence as far as songwriters go. And I've listened to a lot of different kinds of music over my life, especially in my kind of adventurous teenage years, but I love story songs, and I love being able to either share my experience or what I see other people going through, and being able to bring that to the table. And yeah, I live in the country, so it gives me a lot of time to think and to write, and that's what I love to do when I have time off.
Yeah, out there in Prince Edward Island, it's you know, and from the rest of the world, it seems a bit removed. It's a quiet, small place, but it seems like there's a lot of music that comes out of there, a lot of music that garners attention. How does such a small space develop such great talent and get it out to the world?
That's a good question. I mean, it is a small place. There's only about 140,000 people on the whole island. But the music scene is really rich and really interconnected. You know, everybody knows each other and everybody is playing with, you know, everybody else. And so it's a really rich music scene, and people there are really either focused on Celtic music or kind of songwriting. And so we kind of have a bit of both of those worlds kind of influencing us. And yeah, I mean, it's amazing how much talent comes out of the island. It's a pretty special place, I think.
Yeah, it really is. We're talking with Catherine McClellan. She has a brand new CD out titled The Raven's Son. And here's another track off of it, Don't Call Me Stranger. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
said nothing to me. I couldn't hear what you say, what you mean. Don't call me stranger, don't call me lover. Always somewhere in between. Never could give your secrets up to me. Armor's bound to rust, will our hearts fall to the dust? How I'd love to know what you're keeping from us. Don't call me stranger, don't call me lover. Always somewhere in between. Never could give your secrets up to me.
Heard Don't Call Me Stranger, Catherine McClellan. She's the artist of the week here on the True Fidelity Show. We also have her on the line, and you can check her out at CatherineMcClellan.com. That's her website. All the information you need to know, plus videos and how to get a hold of her album and all that stuff's there. She's also on Facebook. Tell us, do you prefer being in studio or on the stage?
Oh, they're both so good. I really love the space of the studio, being able to focus and like really make the songs, you know, what they should be. And but I also love the art of performing. I love talking, you know, telling stories on stage and connecting with an audience. And so, yeah, I don't know if there's a favorite. I like them both. I mean, they're both very different places, but and some people don't like both of them. But I do. I love them both.
And your partner in this album obviously is Chris. And tell us what he brings to the process. Is it songwriting, or is he mostly just playing? What's the connection there for you guys?
Yeah, it started out he was just my side musician, and he always brought his whole heart to playing with me. But this record is quite a bit different because it's the first time where. When I had the song pretty much finished, I'd bring it to him, and he might add, some different changes, some different chords, and kind of make it a stronger song all around, musically speaking. And the same thing happens on stage and in the studio. You know, he really he's part of the package. You know, it's really amazing to have played with somebody for so long that now he's really helps me make the song stronger and more beautiful, I think.
Yeah, it's again, like we've said, it's a fantastic album, and with each album and with each year and honing your craft and so forth, as you look at yourself now and look at, you know, the songs that you're producing versus, you know, back when you started, where do you think you have grown the most or gained the most experience, and that translates into your music?
Well, if anybody saw me in the first few years, they would see a pretty marked difference between what I was writing then and what I'm writing now, and even just my performing skills, which I guess naturally, if you do something long enough, you get better at it. But I think my songs used to be a lot more introspective. I mean, they're still introspective to a point, but they're not as, it's not really a diary thing, which I think it was a bit at first. And now it's, I have a daughter who kind of informs me too and opens up my perspective. You know, everything's not about me, apparently.
Yeah, kids are definitely good at that. Insane. Yeah, because usually it's about them is what it's all about, really. Mm-hmm. So, well, Catherine, I want to thank you very much for taking time out to join us today. I know you're busy. You're on a bit of a tour right now over on the East Coast. We're going to go out with Jack's song. Is there anything you can tell us specifically about this song?
Yeah, this song, it started out just as a friend of mine was getting into a lot of trouble with women, and I had this friend Jack, and his name kind of just fit in there perfectly, but it ended up being maybe more about him, because he was a real troublesome guy, had a lot of women on the go at the same time, so that's what it's about.
Yeah, we don't know any people like that. Hey, Catherine McClellan is our guest today, Spotlight Artist of the Week here on True Fidelity. You can get her CD, The Raven's Son. It's available everywhere, iTunes, all over. Go to her website, CatherineMcClellan.com. We will have that posted on our Facebook page. And thank you very much for spending some time with us, Catherine. Best of luck moving forward. And we look forward to you perhaps coming over to the West Coast sometime, and we can come catch a show.
Thanks so much. Nice to talk to you both.
All right, everybody. Here you go. Catherine McClellan and Jack Song. We'll be back on True Fidelity.
slag, Jack. You got to own what you did, cause you cannot take it back. Yes, you got to own what you did, cause you cannot take it back.
Hey everybody, this is Vloxy, and here's what's going on. The American Music Awards announced their nominees recently, reminding me why I've stopped listening to most mainstream heavily marketed music. Nominations for Artist of the Year included Katy Perry, Pharrell, Beyoncé, Luke Bryan, Eminem, Imagine Dragons, One Direction, John Legend, and newcomer Iggy Azalea. I don't even know if I said that right, but she's earned a total of 6 nominations. I don't know who she is, and I should have kept it that way, but curiosity got the best of me. Turns out she's a pretty blonde Australian with a big butt who raps with all the ego and attitude of a little brat that doesn't know any better yet. And her voice conveys the same annoying trait. But with over 300 million views on her video Fancy, I am clearly just not hip enough to get it. What I do get is that it's never going to change unless we all do something about it. The best thing we can do for the future of music is to get excited about discovering something new and obscure, stumbling onto some glorious song from some artist you've never heard of because they don't have millions of dollars behind their marketing campaigns. Music holds power that nothing else does. It can affect your mood and energy level or bring back a memory long forgotten. We all have the ability, now more than ever, to help create a music revolution. How long has it been since an artist or a song has totally moved you, motivated and inspired you, or even made you cry? Gone are the days of relying on the few to discover, promote, and introduce new music to your ears. There is now so much new music at your fingertips, on demand, everywhere, every day. I dare you, the next time you are tempted to get lost on Facebook for half of your day, instead make an escape down the rabbit hole of new independent music. And when you find that new artist or song, tell everybody you know about it. Add it to all of your playlists, from YouTube to Pandora and everything in between. Share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Right now, it's an army of 13-year-olds creating the music stars of the next future. And it's time we all take responsibility for allowing this to happen. If you don't know how or where to find new, under-marketed music, I'll tell you some of the easiest and some of my favorite resources. Number one, listen to the True Fidelity show, of course. That's what we're here for. It's our job. Number two, go to live shows at local venues. There's nothing like discovering new music up close and personal. You'll thank me. Just do it. Number three, this one makes it really easy. RollingStone.com has a monthly feature called 10 New Artists You Need to Know. It gives a little description and video or audio stream of each featured artist. And number four, Pandora, being my favorite streaming service, has been responsible for turning me on to lots of new music just based on the artists I already like. Very simple. So there it is. Our homework, our duty, is to listen, share, and promote great new music because somebody's got to do it. This is Voxy, turned on and tuned in for TruFi.
Let's dance all night. Dance all night. Oh, oh, oh. Let's dance all night. Let's dance all night. Just move your body. Let's dance all night. Just move your body. Let's dance all night.
my God, Becky, look at her radio. She is so last decade. If she had any real friends, they'd totally give her a True Fidelity makeover.
I can't believe it went down this way. I had so much left to save. I thought that we would last forever, but now I'm taking it day by day. Oh, what I'd give to have you again, but there's no way I can get in. You shut me out of my whole world now. My heart is in the recycle bin. And I don't know why backups weren't on my mind till the day my computer died. My hard drive fried and I cried. I was too careless, now it's repairless. I know that's not a word, but I don't give a fless. And now that you won't load, not even in safe mode, I gotta check email on my phone. I feel as blue as my screen. Your every message is true. You formatted my heart and partitioned it in two. I'm trying so hard to be strong, to be a man who can take a fall. Guess I had to learn the hard way, the price of making you hold it all. Now fate has forced me to interact with human beings who talk and laugh. I'm in a hell of social functions. Fresh air and sun have turned my heart black. And I know I tried for the data you had inside. Disk utilities couldn't find why my access was denied. Now it's all over, I'll never recover. The memories you stored must have been of that sector. And now you're so empty, you boot up to nothing. And now I gotta look up stuff in books.
Streets of unmarked eyes. to no one. Welcome to no one.
Hey, welcome back to the True Fidelity Show, everybody. You just heard In the Between with Welcome to No One. Psycho Stick in there doing Blue Screen. And Ray Ramone, Dance All Night, featuring Jenny Ramone. Sorry about that. Hey, I know we're all about independent music and everything, but one of the debates that comes up every year, obviously, is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you have seen, but the nominees are out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go through them.
Okay.
And you guys can weigh in on how you think this is going. First of all, let's not even get into the who hasn't been nominated yet.
Okay? Right.
Because it's just that list is probably, that's a whole Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in itself.
Yep.
More than the ones that are in there almost.
The non-Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So this year, and I can even give you the breakdown of who's in, like the voting, like who's in first currently and stuff. So we'll start at the bottom. 16, you have Chic. Rock and Roll or no?
Well, I mean, if we went by that, Run DMC wouldn't be in there either.
Well, yeah, of course.
This is Big D's argument every year when this comes out, is that okay, it's not rock and roll.
That's just a marketing camp. That's just
right.
All
right, so then number 15, you have the Marvelettes. 14, the Spinners. So are we at rock and roll yet? Okay. 13, War. 12, NWA. 10, the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. 9, Sting. Sting.
Yeah.
Sting.
Right. Ouch. Stop it.
8, the Smiths. 7, Lou Reed. 6, Bill Withers. 5. Now we're getting into, because they only put 5 in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So now we're getting into, here are the top 5 vote getters right now.
Okay.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Green Day.
A version of rock and roll, yeah.
Kraftwerk.
I don't know.
Stevie Ray Vaughan and Nine Inch Nails. Now, I don't, again, the top 5. All rock and roll. I don't have a problem with that aspect of it. But I don't know, Green Day in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame over...
I don't know. You always nitpick this apart as to what the definition of rock and roll should be.
No. They're rock and roll. They're punk. They're good.
Right, no.
I'm good. They're at the eligible time to go in. But don't you think Green Day should have to wait a little while over some of these other bands that haven't
been? I don't know, man. Look at some of the other people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Really, like Green Day, even if they're not your cup of tea, and they're certainly not really mine.
No, not mine. I mean, it's
look what they've accomplished, though.
Okay, but again, it's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I think the biggest problem is that by half the people that are let in or half the people that are not, it just kind of makes the whole thing just
silly.
A moot point. Yeah, like what's the point? Who cares?
Well, like, even? In baseball, they have a Hall of Fame, obviously,
sure,
that everybody's modeled
like a
theirs
really
after.
Thing.
But in baseball, there's just statistics, and you can just go, well, this guy hit that much, and he hit that many home runs, and
sure,
guys who hit that many home runs or struck out that many guys go in the Hall of Fame. It's a Hall of Fame for art in and of itself is a farce.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Again, it's how do you define rock and roll as a genre. So again, I will give the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I will bestow upon them my solution to this problem.
Okay.
Because this is the correct way to do it. Fine, call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but have wings.
Yeah.
So you have the
country
rap wing,
mm-hmm,
you have the singer-songwriter wing,
right,
you have the funk soul wing, you have, mm-hmm, a pop wing,
right,
and you have, you know, like your classic rock wing or whatever. Because I mean, seriously, one of the first guitar licks any guy whoever picks up a guitar learns is Smoke on the Water. That's, mm-hmm, it doesn't get much more rock and roll than that. They're Deep Purple's not in.
Deep Purple's, mm-hmm, not in the
no
rock and roll. Oh, they will be.
They've been denied 3 times. They were on the ballot 3 times. They were denied.
I'm just saying, as soon as it makes marketing sense, they'll be in there.
Well, yeah. When all the
this is
financial
true
and political forces behind the whole thing are.
Yeah, this is true. Anyway, I mean, not that it has much to do with independent music, but, you know, bands that are coming up, they are, you know, they look to achieve, and uh-huh, this is supposedly the ultimate achievement, like any other Hall of Fame is to be immortalized.
Let's start Big D's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, I already have it. It's in my mind. And it starts right here with Land of Bora and Carry the Sun. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
cannot feel the world is out to track asunder.
Right there with I Feed You My Love, and before that, Land of Bora Carry the Sun. We are the True Fidelity Show. Wrapping up hour number one. I'm Big D.
I'm Voxy.
Patrick Galactic.
I'm C. Fry.
And I'm On One.
Yes, and we'll be back in hour number two. 1-0 Go.